Welcome everyone to the Friends That Carry On podcast, where we dive deeper into our trips, unpack tips, and everything in between. Now sit back, relax, and get ready to go on a trip with your favourite group of friends.
Hello everybody, and welcome to the Friends That Carry On weekly travel podcast update. We're sitting here in June amongst the coronavirus, hopefully winding down, and we're a group of friends that like to travel and like to keep up with what's going on in the travel industry. And today in the studio we have Tony Price and Jim Scott, and we're really happy to have Tom Carnes back with us again from Lamakia Travel Agency in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Tom was with us a couple weeks ago and is kind enough to join us today to give us some perspective on what he's seeing and maybe talk a little bit about some of the maybe some good deals that might be out there. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Well, I appreciate it. It's nice to be asked back a second time. It always kind of reflects on how well the first time went.
Now, the question is this the first time you've been asked back?
Is that obvious in my voice?
I thought there was a little bit of a surprise in the voice there.
Well, no, it happens all the time.
Good.
No, well, we appreciate you taking the time to talk with us today. And, you know, things are certainly still kind of the Wild West out there, it seems like, and a lot of people not really sure, you know, what to do, how to plan, you know, including us. And so we'll be happy to kind of maybe get some insights and updates from you. What are you seeing?
Absolutely. A lot's been going on in the last week, you know, and by the time the podcast runs, who knows what's going to be happening. But, you know, when you're looking at an industry, it's lost, I mean, think of this, 4.6 million jobs. That's just in the United States. 4.6 million jobs have been lost in the tourist industry. Wow. I mean, that's literally everything from your hotel maitre d' all the way up to vice presidents of large corporations and airlines. So, I mean, the numbers are staggering, especially when you look at revenue. Revenue loss is at about $314 billion.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. And if you're like me, numbers are overwhelming, and we get in a little bit, you know, I think desensitized by the numbers out there. So when you stop and look at that actual, take a moment, let it digest. I mean, it's pretty epic what's going on and what's happened in the travel industry. Again, across the world, across the globe, many people have been affected by COVID-19, but truly the travel industry is one of the worst hit by far. So those numbers kind of came out this week. One of the things we see that's a bright light, and to me is one of the best things, is, you know what? The government's back issuing passports, everybody.
Yeah,
that's a sign of opening up, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yep.
Are they doing it in person yet, or is it still just via the web?
Well, right now it's still this. They've introduced a three-phase program. The first phase is they're getting some people back into the offices, again, the social distancing, making sure they're managing the number of people in and out of there. But they're starting to, that's going to be them starting to process passports that were submitted prior to the shutdown. So they're just going to kind of get in there and get a little acclimated. They have been, they will also continue processing passports for emergencies, but it's like death, family. I mean, it's not just because they got this smoking deal to Mexico. That's not going to work. You got to have a legitimate reason for them to be able to do it within a day. But the main part of phase one is just getting back and getting all those ones that are in the pipeline facilitated. So that just launched this week. I'd say in a couple more weeks, we're going to be looking at phase two, which is going to bring the majority of the staff back to the hotel, back to the business. And again, continue processing the submitted. And that's when they're going to also start taking in office appointments.
Cool.
Nice.
Okay.
And phase three, which I'd imagine is a couple months out, it's just going to be business as normal. So
that's awesome.
We're very, very excited about getting the passport processing up and operational.
No, that's great.
Yeah. So are you seeing some renewed activity on your end then with people reaching out and asking about what you have available for booking?
It's funny because we literally, it was very slow. Everything we've been doing and facilitating is managing existing bookings or canceled bookings. You know, one of the other big topics that's going out there right now is, hey, man, where's my refund? I canceled this trip 3 months ago. still haven't seen my money. So, you know, we're answering a lot of questions about that that are popping up. And I will tell everybody, the major tour companies and cruise lines, they're taking up to 90 days to get refunds. Mm-hmm. So, you know, talking to the consumers, everybody's frustrated. We get it. A travel agency doesn't hold the funds. The tour operator cruise line does. We've had people threaten to sue us. And we're like, you know what? Do what you got to do. But all I can tell you is you are getting a refund. And by the time you talk to an attorney or something, you know, that refund's going to be there. So just be a little bit more patient with us.
Yeah.
And then we get people that want to dispute their credit card charge. And we're like, do not dispute it. So the best advice I can give to anybody out there that's waiting on a refund and they're guaranteed the refund, do not dispute it. Because what happens is whatever company you're dealing with or cruise line, they now need to look into your reservation, which means they're going to pull your pending refund out, review what's going on, see if you have a legitimate reason to dispute the charge. And when it's all said and done, 90%, 99% of the people we've dealt with do not have a legitimate excuse to dispute it. So guess what? You go back into the refund queue, but you go back in at the end of the queue.
That's good advice. I would not have known that.
Yeah, and that is, it's just patience. And like I said, we understand it. Money's tough. Everybody's having a tough time. And let's be honest, a lot of concern is, hey, our travel agency is going to go out of business. Our tour companies, cruise lines, are they going to run out of money? And I get it. And, you know, from Lamakia Travel standpoint, we're sympathetic. We're there with our clients through all 90 days or 60 days, whatever it may be, answering questions, guaranteeing them, kind of tracking the process. So patience is really, really needed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Tom, are you able to take those deposits where people might be asking for refunds and maybe convert them into credits or at discounts for future travel rather than them actually taking the refund?
Absolutely. That's a great question. And basically, it's kind of like working with your cruise line or your tour operator. I mean, you're doing them a favor by not asking them to give you your money back. And in return, what companies like Funjet Vacations are doing, this is one of my favorite things, is Funjet Vacations will say, okay, well, since your trip got canceled, you know, we're going to hold your $2,000. If you let us hold your $2,000 instead of refunding it, we're going to allow you to book a trip that must be completed by the end of 2021. And we're going to make that $2,000, we're going to give you a $2,400 credit. So what they're doing is they're giving like a 20 to 25% increase in the value for letting them hold on to the money and you to use it in the next year.
Nice.
Nah, that's great.
And this is for people that didn't even buy travel insurance or you know, because COVID did not cover travel. Travel insurance did not cover COVID cancellation. So there's a lot of people out of money. Because it was the exception to the policy. But most of the companies and airlines have been working with people saying, hey, we'll give you a credit. So it's that infamous, we're all in it together thing. Let's work with each other on it. And everybody's, you know, going to come out of this okay.
That's very cool.
Yeah. And I digress there because you did ask me if I'm seeing things loosen up. And I was just, the refund thing popped into my mind because we are rebooking a lot of people who do have those credits on the books with us and the tour company. So there's been some opening, and I will tell you, I have been pleasantly surprised by the number of people that are booking for 2020 still. I was of the mindset that, hey, you know what? We're not going to see a lot of activity. It's going to be 2021 business. We need to get through the next 6 months of, you know, and make 2021 epic. But in the last week, it's kind of the doors have opened a little bit. We're seeing people looking to go September, October, to Mexico, to the Caribbean. We've done some last minute trips to places like Seattle, Portland, San Francisco. Of course, Disney World, Orlando was pretty popular for a while. But people are traveling domestically. So the doors are opening and we're very excited.
That's a great.
Yeah. How about internationally? I mean, we're in the U.S. here. So are you seeing anything break loose there at all?
Just Mexico, Caribbean. But when we start talking Asia and Europe, where those conversations are probably the least ones happening. We had on our books this year, we had a record season for Italy and Europe. And all those trips got canceled. Many of them got future travel credits. The people with the future travel credits haven't even really started talking about it next year because it's such a trip of substance. They really want to get a feel of what's going on and what that experience is going to be for a traveler before they do.
Yeah, I can imagine for people who don't travel, I guess, on a regular basis, you know, several times a year, you know, across to Europe, you know, if they're doing like a once in every few years type of vacation, they want to make sure everything is rocking and rolling and open. Whereas people like us, people like us who travel, you know, 3-4 times a year, we're like, dude, I just opened the door. Let me get in. As long as I can get a glass of wine, a cup of coffee, and a bagel, I'm good.
I'll sit on a rock and, you know, just don't put me in a 14-day quarantine.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah. Sadly, what you just mentioned about open the door and give me a glass of wine, the other thing that was kind of announced this week is American Airlines and Delta Vacations no longer offering alcohol on the plane.
I know. I saw that. I
hadn't heard about that.
Yeah, it hurts. I mean, I felt better about myself when I had an excuse to start drinking.
Now I'm going to feel really bad when I sneak in my minis, you know, onto the plane. So,
did they mention the reasoning for that?
Again, interaction with the passengers on board to minimize the interaction, which it is kind of silly because they're still handing out water, but I guess you're not, you know, the credit card back and forth. And I think it gives them an opportunity to be able to minimize any type of situations that could arise from too much alcohol consumption as well, especially during these times. People, I think, are they're nervous about flying, and they're also a little good group of individuals are also a little offended that, you know, you're taking some of their liberties away, so they could get a little belligerent. So I think it's kind of a twofold myself.
Yeah. So this probably won't be a permanent.
No.
This is just during this time.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. And I think the alcohol minis come in under 3 ounces, I think. So for everybody, if you really need it, you should be able to get it through TSA.
Right.
This is a judge-free zone, by the way.
Absolutely.
So is that 3 ounces per bottle? So, I mean, can you as long as you have 10, 12, 3 ounces.
I'm sure. I know several people would probably be taking those shampoo bottles out of their little travel thing and making room. Depends on how long the flight is.
Right.
Just don't make the mistake of trying to smuggle alcohol in where you have a bottle and put alcohol in it. Because from my high school experiences, no matter how much you wash it, you will never, ever, ever get the shampoo taste out of a bottle.
Words of wisdom. Now that's a travel update you probably don't see very often. That's funny.
That's the nugget. That's my special nugget right there.
No, that's cool. But yeah, you said so. Mexico. I know we were talking about, you know, several locations last week or so. What are you booking now? I know Cancun, and then we're starting to open Playa and a few others. How are you seeing activity now?
Companies like Hard Rock Resorts, which is AIC, they have Hard Rock Resorts in Unico. They've come out with deals right now that are absolutely unbelievable. I mean, Unico is a 5-star top line luxury resort in the Riviera Maya, actually very south near Akumal. And we have been selling, this is with airfare from Chicago, airfare for 4 nights, all inclusive, $840 per person. That's everything.
Wow.
At a 5-star hotel. We have probably booked 40 to 45 of those reservations in the last 48 hours.
Now, when are you traveling? What's the travel time?
That's a great question. Sorry. That is, we have our first person arriving this Sunday, and our last one in the window frame is like December. They arrive December 15th.
Nice. And that's including airfare.
Yeah, that's including airfare on United or American out of Chicago or Frontier. And we're booking it with Funjet Vacations, and it's Unico. And then Hard Rock Riviera Maya also has pricing that's very similar. And the nugget about it, again, here's my nugget. I think I'm the colonel here with chicken nuggets. is that these resorts have the unlimited resort credit. So your golf is included. Your massages are included. Your excursions are included.
Wow.
So when you check in, but you have to pay a 25% tax on it. So at Unico and Hard Rock, if you book a tee time and say you pay, you know, $200 for golf is what the value is. You're using your resort credit. You are basically paying what's 25%. What's that? $50.
Mm-hmm.
You're paying $50 for that golf. So not only are you getting a steal of a deal to be able to stay in this ultra luxurious hotel, which is a nod to the people of the Riviera Maya, because all the artwork, all the furniture, everything in the resort is locally made and sourced.
Wow.
So nice. It is one of my favorite resorts. but you also get to take advantage of this unlimited resort credit. And that's pretty standard with Hard Rock.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it is.
Well, can our listeners find that on your website, a link to that specific trip?
That's a great question. You can find it on our Facebook page because that's where all the activity is. So if you go to Lamakia Travel on Facebook and find us, we list specials and deals like that constantly. We try not to be a special board, so we're not one of those places that's going to email you and infringe upon it, but it's a great opportunity for you to take, it's a great site that's going to update you with deals throughout the time and things like the passport office opening. And it's, you know, the because it changes so quickly, I don't think we really change it on the Facebook, I mean, on the website, you know, and that's where all the business came from. All these bookings, we have had over 16,000 people see that offer.
Wow.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's, for us, we're normally, you know, a 2,000 share or something like that. This is, it just goes to show that people are ready to go.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, do you know that that hotel, or do they have kind of limited capacity, or are they keeping the volume down?
Well, because it's this short window before, like I said, before the end of the year, you can travel, except it doesn't really apply over Christmas and Thanksgiving. The space is getting limited. And I know it's because we've been booking a ton of it, and I know other agents have been. So it's not really, it's not false advertising. There's a lot of companies we've dealt with over the years that throws a few rooms out there available for this. This is a legitimate offer. They're selling as many of these rooms as they can at that price.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Yeah. It really is. So again, by the time this post, when this gets, when the podcast comes out, that special will be over, but I'm pretty confident we're going to have another one that's going to be out. And we won't post the deal if we don't feel the quality of the hotel is worth it. You know what I mean? We're not right. about low ball discount deals. We're excited about this because this is an experience. You know what I mean? And it just happens to be really inexpensive.
No, that's cool. But yeah, just real quick, Tom, you participated in like our full episode that we did. This is our specifically our travel update. So this is actually going to drop in just a couple of days.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. So, we want to really try to get people up to date information of what's going on kind of now. So literally cool. Probably drop on in just a couple of days. So,
okay. That's great. And check, I mean, literally Lamakia Travel, LAMACCHIA Travel. Check us out. And again, I'm a big proponent for travel agents. If you have your own travel agent, you're happy with them, contact them and have them see if they can help you out. If you're not and you're looking, check us out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
So what else? Any other one more?
Well, here's two quick ones. One, Jamaica is open. June 15th, Jamaica opened back up, which is very exciting because if you were going to go to Jamaica prior to June 15th, you would have had to land and you would have been quarantined for 14 days at your own cost. That means not leaving your room. So that doesn't sound like a great Jamaican experience. Mm. What Jamaica has done is they put in some processes right now where you're subject to thermal screening upon arrival in Jamaica, and they will quarantine you then if you're showing symptoms of the COVID. But Jamaica's open. It's one of my all-time favorite destinations. So that's exciting news. And then the other big news, more global, is we're hearing that Australia is not going to open until 2021.
Oh, wow. What?
Is that wild or what? They're only allowing citizens and family to travel in and out of the country for emergencies or family business per se. But even at that, they are going to require anybody coming in they're going to require a 14-day quarantine when you arrive.
Wow.
Qantas has canceled all their international flights as well. So wow. That just, you know, that was kind of a little bit more of a realistic hit. And, you know, you're excited about Mexico, Jamaica, we're having some conversations about Europe. And then when you see, yep, Australia, we're closed till 2021. You're like, yeah, there's still something going on.
Right.
All right. But Tom, we can't end on that one. That's a little bit of a downer. Give us one more good one. What do you got?
Oh, I have, let me see. What do I have here? That was my bullet points. I figured, let me think about how my day's been.
Yeah, you can't tell us where we're not going. I said, you can't tell us where we're not going.
That is true. Obviously, I didn't do very well myself. what I will tell you right now, though, is what's going to be back stronger than ever are going to be European river cruises. And the European river cruises for 2021 are now starting to fly off the shelf. So if anybody is looking to go, I'm going to tell you what, that experience for a European river cruise combines the best of all worlds. The convenience of traveling, the convenience of unpacking one time, but yet being able to see 8 to 10 different cities in 3 different countries. So in the last 7 years, river cruising has grown so quickly that they're now introducing the domestic river cruises. We are many of these river cruise companies that specialize in European or Asian river cruises are now coming to the United States. We just heard that Viking was going to launch, 2021, they're going to launch Lake Michigan cruises, the Great Lakes. They're going to be doing cruises in and out of the Great Lakes. They've also started announcing some of the Mississippi River, Ohio River tours as well. So river cruising, look into it. If you're afraid to leave the country or you can't get a passport, look at some of the domestic river cruises that are out there as well. It's funny because I live right on Lake Michigan and just south of Milwaukee, north of Chicago. And when they announced that Viking River Cruise was coming in, it was very exciting news because it's great to be able to feature and show off the Great Lakes. But the people, it's funny because the mentality of the locals here, they almost had a stroke when they saw how much it cost. You know, I'm like, hey, this ain't the ferry from Milwaukee. and it's comparable to a European river cruise, but man, let me tell you, the responses were great. So
now that's fantastic.
That's where I'm going at right now, be it in the US, Asia, or Europe. That is an experience you want to be able to take.
That's
so
cool.
So can we find information on that on your Facebook page or on your website?
On our website, we have information on river cruises and the different types of vacation options on there. And then because stuff changes so much, the best way is you can email us. You can request information on Facebook. You can text us. We're available pretty much by every means. So, and we'll put you in contact with one of our agents, with a local team of experienced travel agents. And we always tell people from our standpoint, we're your advocate. We're here for you. And we need to guarantee your vacation, your first vacation experience is a positive one and that we've earned your business, because we're already looking forward to booking your next one. And there's no next one if we don't do it right the first time.
Yeah.
Perfect.
That's great. That's wonderful. Tom, thanks so much for joining us today, giving us an update. I definitely learned a few things there. This has been the Friends That Carry On Weekly Travel Update Podcast. And we thank Tom again from Lamakia Travel out of Kenosha, Wisconsin, for joining us and giving us some good tips. Tom, thanks again.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, guys.
You bet.
All right. Yep. Take care, everybody.
Be sure to join the Friends next week for another great discussion. Don't forget to subscribe if you haven't already. You can also find the Friends and other content at www.friendsatcarryon.com or check us out on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook by searching Friends That Carry On. Thanks again for joining us, and don't forget to carry on, friends.